Wow. You can't confirm to me that you exist. No, you can't. Prove that you're not a figment of my imagination. Prove that it's not a figment of my own imagination talking to me right now. It's literally, I cannot dumb it down any more than that. Prove to me that you're not a figment of my imagination. No, a figment of my imagination. You can't do that. Okay, so you don't believe in absolute truth. What do you want to talk about next? Okay, then prove you're not a figment of my imagination. Yeah, I know that I'm imagining this happening. Prove that it's anything other than that. Prove it to me. Prove it to me. You're begging the question. You're just saying you're not imagining it because you're not imagining it because this is reality. Prove it to me. This was 10 times easier than I thought it would be. So you're incapable of doing this, just so you know. Yeah, prove that I'm not imagining this. Yeah, prove it. Don't declare it. Prove. Do you know what a circular argument is? Do you know what a circular argument is? No, see, the question is, do you know what a circular argument is? Mo. 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 Do you even know what a circular argument is? Do you know what a circular argument is? What is it? No. Be specific. No, a circular argument is when your conclusion is one of the premises, or vice versa, which is what you're doing. I said prove that that you're not a figment of my imagination, and you're just telling me that you're not. You're not proving it. Now, you said that the atheist can't prove that they exist. You can't prove that you exist, so you are an atheist. I need you to prove to me that I'm not just imagining that I'm having a conversation. I didn't ask you if it's a problem. I asked you to, well, it's not a question, but prove to me that you're not a figment of my imagination. I didn't ask you for an example. I asked you to prove that right now I'm not talking to a voice in my head. Okay, you can't do this. The only thing you've been able to do is beg the question, so we can move on. I've demonstrated that you're an absolute hypocrite because, yes, your argument that atheists can't prove that they exist to other people is a weakness that you and everybody has. So you are completely disingenuous and you have no idea what you're talking about. What do you want to talk about next? Yeah, which is how we know that aliens are simulating the universe. I agree. Yeah, this is how we know that aliens are simulating our universe. No, actually, the aliens created a simulation, and that's what this is, and that's how we proved that aliens exist. No, I know that aliens exist because they're simulating this universe. This universe has the properties of a simulation. That's how we know they exist. His name was... He's from Mongolia. Yes, I treat dipshit arguments like yours exactly. I parody your arguments in the appropriate way. And people learn and laugh and live and love quite a lot from watching this stuff. Because the aliens that simulate this universe programmed it to be that way. That's the only explanation. Yes, the thing that is simulating our universe. No, it is aliens. We even know what their names are. Do you want me to tell you what their names were again? Their names were... No, we're not friends. I would never be friends with somebody like you. I would never be friends with somebody like you, so don't say that. No, and neither can you. We went over that already. Because I told you, that's how you proved it? Okay, I'm telling you right now, that motherfucker is real. That's you right now. Yes, well, it is. So I don't know what to tell you, but it absolutely is. Way to flip the script on that one. That motherfucker is real. Yes, I can. I'm telling you. Buddy, first of all, I can prove to you that I exist. I'm telling you that I exist. Second of all, gravity is the way it is because the aliens that are simulating this universe programmed it to be that way. That's the only explanation. No. Yeah, it's part of the simulated universe, and we know that because it has the properties that a simulated universe would have. That's how we know that aliens exist. Do you know what begging the question is? Begging the question is when you say, I think that this thing exists. So let me say that the reason things are the way they are is because that thing I believe in made them be the way that they are. Therefore, the thing I believe exists. That is called begging the question, and it's what you're doing when you invoke fine-tuning. Congratulations. How do we know that? How do you know that? I didn't ask you what can't do it, I asked you how you know God did it. It's common sense. The fact that you don't understand all of the circular reasoning you're doing is just some of the funniest shit I've ever seen in my life. Yeah, you are. What do babies believe in? What do babies believe in? Okay, what do babies believe in, Mo? So they don't believe in God. Okay, thank you. Thank you for playing. You can't prove that you exist. You proved that everybody is born an atheist. You proved that aliens are simulating this universe. This is just some of the score here is like 10-0. I'm winning, but you've scored all of the points. That's what's happening right now. You know, the last time I heard somebody make an I know you are, but what am I argument, I think I was in third grade. No. You unironically just did it again. You unironically just said, I know you are, but what am I? after I told you, you are making, I know you are, but what am I, arguments. And then you just, and then you did it again. I'm gonna end this man's whole career. That means that I am going somewhere. Learn how to English. I've done all kinds of things. We haven't really talked about it very much because what I did was I proved that the fine-tuning argument proves aliens exist as much as it proves anything else. And you just, you're either too stupid or brainwashed to understand that, but go ahead and talk about fine-tuning. Go on, Short King. Go ahead. Go ahead and argue for fine-tuning. Yeah, go ahead and tell me how gravity ended up the way that it is. Go ahead and tell me how gravity ended up the way it is. And how do you know that? How do you know that? No, it's... So, again, do you know what begging the question is? Because that's what you're doing. How do I know that? It's known. That's how I know it. Yeah, go ahead. Do you know what an argument from ignorance is? Do you know what an argument from ignorance is? An argument from ignorance. Let's say that I say, you and I go outside, and there is a tree that fell over. And I ask you, how do you think that tree fell over? And you said, I don't know. And then I say, well, I think that it was Jacques the Pirate. And you say, what? What do you mean? And then I say, do you know how it happened? And you say, no. And I say, therefore, that means Jacques the Pirate did it. And then I'll even say that it's common knowledge. So what you're doing is instead of proving your claim, you're saying, hey, other people don't know what an alternative explanation is. That means that I'm right. So no, we don't know that, actually. You know how many galaxies... Wait, you think the Earth is flat, don't you? You think the Earth is flat, don't you? Oh, interesting. So there are hundreds of billions of galaxies, right? This is what's called common knowledge. There are hundreds of billions of galaxies. Okay, and there are many billions of planets in every single galaxy. And now you're telling me that we know that there's nothing alive in any of them? Oh my god, I shouldn't think this guy would actually be able to talk about these things. So anyways, the more important thing is the aliens, they exist outside of this reality. They're simulating this universe. Don't fucking place some dumbass gypsy curse on me, Mo, okay? Stop rebuking me in the name of your holy juju or whatever it is the fuck that you're doing. Quit witchcrafting me, Mo. That's a bad Mo. Bad. Quit that. Are you done? Go ahead. Sounds like you're done. So how do you know that your God exists? I proved that you don't know anything either. You can't prove that you exist. You haven't proven anything with regard to fine-tuning. Do you think that people that hear voices in their head should go to the hospital? Do you think that people who hear voices in their head should go to the hospital? Do you think that people who hear voices in their head should go see a hospital? Do you think people who hear voices in their heads should go see a hospital? Do you think, I'll just ask the question for like the 10th time. I don't know what you're lacking or deficient in that you can't understand a basic question. Do you think that people who hear voices in their heads should go see a hospital? Do you talk to God? Then you should go to the hospital, okay? You should go see a hospital because you hear voices in your head, Mo. But you shouldn't, you don't really need to go to a hospital because you don't actually exist. You're just a figment of my imagination. But maybe I'll imagine you going to the hospital. I'll imagine you walking barefoot over a road of Lego bricks to the hospital. That's what I think I'll do. Nice. I hope you open up a tin jar that has cookies on the top, but it's just a sewing kit on the inside. I hope that you step in a puddle after putting on a pair of socks. I hope that you have to visit Gary, Indiana for a work obligation. Yeah, you are. Kitty cat, he rage quitted. What do you think about that? Oh, man.